This is very good news for the Massachusetts economy. Not only has the unemployment rate dropped to 5.6%, which is considerably lower than just last month by 0.4 of a point, we also added 9,100 jobs in the month of May.
Where are these jobs coming from?
Well, they are, they're spread out. Some parts of the state have a greater concentration than others, but the governor is keenly aware that not every region of the state's economy is recovering at the same rate. So he will continue to put special emphasis on those parts of the state that are slower to recover. Most of it is private sector. That is really where the bulk of it is. Government jobs actually have declined. And we believe that that is in large part to retirements of baby boomers.
What are some of the industry areas where we're seeing the best job growth?
Well, it is diversified. The most have been in leisure and hospitality and education and health services. Those are the greatest gains. Financial activities, construction. We've had information jobs, professional scientific and business services. The good part of the Massachusetts economy is that we are a well-diversified economy. And the employment right now in Massachusetts is the highest since 1990. And Massachusetts has recovered all jobs it's lost in the last two recessions.
Is Massachusetts doing better comparatively than other states in terms of its jobs recovery?
Yes, and for many reasons. One of them is our diversified economy, but we also are well below the national rate, which is 6.3% unemployment. So we're 5.6, and the feds are 6.3. And we have not yet ascertained where we rank in terms of our rate with other states, but we are definitely 0.4% is very good news in a 30-day period.
Now we still have areas of the state where employment remains stubbornly high. The city of Springfield, for example, I know that at one point, not that long ago, the unemployment rate was up over 10%. I know it's come down below that figure, but it's still high.
It's just not coming down at the same levels as the average. So we are very focused on the parts of the state that still have a more stubborn unemployment rate. But the good news is that by and large, the unemployment rate is going down everywhere.
I know you were out here not that long ago talking about the rebranding of the career centers. How's that going, and are you seeing any positive results from it?
It's going very well. We are well into our campaign. I have gone to several different career centers focusing on specific populations, the long-term unemployed, veterans, entrepreneurs, and we're definitely getting a lot of media coverage and local buzz. And we'll be able to see during the summer, really what it looks like and how that has translated into more visits. And hopefully more people finding their next new career within the walls of our career centers. But it's going very well, and it's an exciting and, energized campaign.
For people listening who may be out of work and wondering, what steps should they take? What advice would you offer?
Well, our career centers are wonderful resources to help people, find new skills like, computer training, to let them know sort of the regional lens of what's going on near to where they live, who's hiring, where are the hot industries. And we are there to literally offer job coaching.
The Massachusetts House recently passed a jobs bill. I know the governor has proposed also a economic development package. The Senate is working on one. What are some of the things as Secretary of Labor and Workforce Development that you would like to see come out of Beacon Hill to help further improve the state's economy?
I would like to see, as the governor proposed, there is a healthy investment in middle skills training. That is a very key part of a lot of our growing industries, things like life sciences, advanced manufacturing. Those middle skills jobs, which is less than a bachelor's, but that is real training over a certain period of time. So right now the governor has put in his jobs bill $20 million into that fund, and I think the House did $15 million. So we are, there's definitely alignment on the need for those sorts of training funds. So that would be something I hope we will see done by the end of the session.
And I also believe that there's some incentives, some targeted tax incentives that will help try to boost employment in gateway cities such as, right, and that's something that you'd like to see as well?
Most definitely. The governor has put a great deal of emphasis on gateway cities. Gateway cities are wonderful resources, and they're chock full of people ready and willing to work. The important thing is aligning that workforce with the jobs that are out there. So that is a definite focus of the jobs bill.
You mentioned one of the things that you're focusing on with the rebranding of the career centers is helping the long-term unemployed. What are some of the challenges that people who have been out of work for some time face in getting back into the labor market?
Well, it varies. Sometimes there is a challenge of people, employers seeing that there are gaps in their resume. So we're trying to help, help educate, people on how many things they may be missing. We're also trying to help the long-term unemployed how they put themselves out there, how they describe their skill sets. And in so many cases, they can describe their skill sets with a lot more punch, as we're doing, right on the ground, one-to-one in our career centers. But a lot of it is that, we're trying to focus on sort of the more stubborn demographics, and that is one of the stubborn demographics, the long-term unemployed. And we're trying to get them in our career centers to start looking for that next career opportunity on day one. The data shows that the longer you wait, the more likely you are to be longer-term unemployed. So we want to get them in, get them thinking, get them, sort of resharpened, and get them back to work.